Accessibility Tidbits. June 16, 2025. Breaking Barriers, Shaping Change, This Month in Accessibility News. Welcome to this week's Accessibility Tidbits newsletter, where we spotlight the stories shaping the future of accessibility, innovation, and disability representation. From Ruth Madeley's powerful casting as Judy Human in Being Human to Virgin Australia's launch of a groundbreaking Try Before You Fly program, this month highlights progress across advocacy, travel, fashion, and tech. We spotlight stories like a Surrey teen driving school accessibility, Slick Chick's major retail expansion, and Adaptation Ventures debut as the first U.S. angel group focused on disability tech. Plus, new global efforts from Ukraine's six-pronged inclusion campaign to Canada's updated amusement park access are showing how accessibility is becoming a worldwide priority. Also in this issue, disability grief, it's a thing. A US and UNDP partner to advance disability inclusion and climate resilient development. Getting in more steps may prevent the leading cause of disability in the US, study says. Cutting-edge assistive devices galore at Disability Expo. Canada's Wonderland's new accessibility pass changes the experience for her child with autism, mom says. Dive in for these stories and more. Happy reading. Marina Apperley, editor. Hyatt Place Fort Lauderdale welcomes all travelers. Experience accessible comfort at Hyatt Place Fort Lauderdale Airport and Cruiseport. Enjoy amenities like a pool lift, visual aids, and an accessible shuttle. Unwind at the outdoor pool, stay active in the fitness center, and enjoy a complimentary breakfast. Thoughtful features make every stay smooth and welcoming. This hotel is Will the World verified. Visit Lauderdale. Welcoming everyone under the Sunday Doctor Who alum Ruth Madeley to portray disability rights activist Judy Human in Gian Heder's Being Human for Apple. Being Human promises to be a landmark project. Starring BAFTA nominee Ruth Madeley, a fierce disability advocate herself as Judy Human, the film brings long overdue attention to one of the most pivotal moments in the disability rights movement. Under the direction of Gian Heder, who won an Oscar for Coda, the film is poised to handle this story with authenticity and depth. By Angelique Jackson, IMDb.com. Picture yourself in the Palm Beaches. Discover accessible adventures in Florida's most stylish vacation destination. Relish abundant sunshine, enjoy 47 miles of beautiful waters and soft sands, discover the rich local arts and culture scene, and delight in family-friendly attractions. When you visit the Palm Beaches, you'll trade one-size-fits-all experiences for a vacation that's custom fit to your needs and desires. Curate the perfect vacation just for you. Start planning your visit today. Help Deaf Leader Angela Lynn make history at Miss Corporate America. Deaf Leader Angela Lynn will represent Nevada at the National Miss Corporate America competition on June 21, 2025, a prestigious event honoring women in business, leadership, and community impact. Called to step in with just days' notice, Angela accepted with courage, aiming to elevate inclusion on a national stage. As a teacher, writer, and advocate, she's long championed underrepresented voices. Now, she needs $5,000 for participation costs and travel. This opportunity is rare, and your support can help her make history, not just for herself, but for every girl watching and for the deaf community. Donate today, https://gofund.me/5fcbc0b5. Virgin Australia and Adelaide Airport launch Australian first accessibility program. The Try Before You Fly TBYF program, now officially launched by Virgin Australia and Adelaide Airport, is a game changer for people with disability and those with sensory or health-related travel concerns. As the first initiative of its kind in Australia, TBYF offers a realistic, no-pressure simulation of the entire flight experience from booking to boarding, all while the plane remains at the gate. VirginAustralia.com fashion undergarment brand Slick Chicks expands accessibility. Slick Chicks, a pioneering adaptive underwear brand, marks a significant year by expanding into 1,225 new retail locations, building on its successful entry into Target last year. With a focus on accessibility and empowerment, the brand is redefining fashion for individuals with disabilities. This movement champions visibility, dignity, and self-expression, proving that inclusive fashion can blend style and functionality. It's clear that inclusive fashion is not just a niche, it's the future. By Cheryl Robinson, Forbes.com. Traveling solo with a disability taught me that my body is more capable than I realized. Ashley Kudo's journey through Italy shows that solo travel with a disability is transformative. Despite mobility challenges, she learned that pain and possibility can coexist. By using taxis on cobblestone streets and telescoping stools for rest, she navigated her trip effectively. Kudo's experience emphasizes that it's not about whether she can travel, but how to make it happen, highlighting that with preparation and ingenuity, travel can lead to independence and self-discovery. By Ashley Kudo, Success.com. Surrey teen named Difference Maker of the Year for work in accessibility. Lena Sanso, a Panorama Ridge secondary student in Surrey, British Columbia, has received the Rick Hansen Foundation Difference Maker of the Year Award for her work in promoting accessibility in schools. As the first student representative on Surrey School's Accessibility Advisory Committee, she advocates for broader accessibility across British Columbia, including the creation of the BCK's school site accessibility checklist for students with visual impairments. By Sobia Momin, SurreyNowLeader.com. Meet Adaptation Ventures, the first U.S. angel group for disability tech startups. Over 1.7 billion people worldwide face mobility challenges, with millions more experiencing various impairments. Yet, disability tech startups received only $4 billion in early-stage investment in 2022, a small portion compared to fintech or climate tech. Adaptation Ventures aims to change this as the first dedicated angel group for disability and accessibility. It supports early-stage founders creating innovations that empower people with disabilities to live independently, seeking to make disability tech essential and promote inclusion as a driver of innovation. By Abhinay Prabhu, TechFundingNews.com. Bronx student pushing to pass bill for better accessibility in movie theaters. Sarah Lynn, a senior at Bronx High School of Science, New York, is advocating for the Open Captioning Accessibility Act in New York, which would mandate weekly open-captioned movie showings. Inspired by her mother's hearing loss, she has teamed up with the Hearing Loss Association of America and founded the nonprofit Theaters Unsilenced. With legislative support and a pressing timeline, Sarah highlights that access to entertainment is a right, showcasing the impact of youth advocacy for inclusion. By Erica Lunsford, CBSNews.com. Six Dimensions of Accessibility, Zelenska launches When You Can campaign. First Lady Olena Zelenska has launched the Barrier-Free Means When You Can campaign, part of Ukraine's 2030 Barrier-Free Space Strategy. This initiative highlights six dimensions of accessibility: physical, informational, digital, civic-social, educational, and economic, and aims to foster inclusive environments with the help of citizens, government, and businesses. Zelenska stated that true accessibility involves person-first language and equal participation for all, regardless of age or ability. Early survey data indicates that while 87% of Ukrainians value accessibility, 26% do not fully understand its meaning, underscoring the campaign's importance. UKRinform.net 75% of businesses unprepared for European Accessibility Act. As the June 2025 deadline for the European Accessibility Act approaches, many businesses risk non-compliance and its consequences. Research from Storyblock shows that only 25% of European businesses feel fully prepared for the Act. Additionally, only 47.5% of senior professionals understand the regulations, while 34% are somewhat aware but need more information. Alarmingly, 18.5% are completely unaware of the Act's requirements, highlighting significant risks for non-compliance. By Graham Turner Digit. FYI. It was a form of healing, how traveling to every country helped this American cope with a mental health disorder. Cameron Mufford, who has struggled with obsessive compulsive disorder OCD since childhood, found that traveling helped him cope. Originally from San Diego, he often replayed conversations and sought closure. However, traveling to new locations allowed him to embrace uncertainty, which he describes as freeing. Mufid explains that OCD thrives on control, but navigating different countries and situations forces one to surrender that control, leading to discomfort yet also a sense of liberation. By Tamira Hardingham Gill, CNN.com.